flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here on this Friday in loop. But our question of the day was like, what is frustrating to wait for, but indeed worth the wait? Someone said deplaning. Like when you're just on a plane, you're in the back, and you're just waiting to get... Just PSA, please sit down. Like it's so
why is everybody stand up?
Just wait. You're not going to get out of there any faster by standing up versus sitting down. So
yeah, but you're still excited.
I know. Yeah. And I know people want to stretch and everything, but you're not really getting a good stretch.
Let me stand up and wait for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. So you're not really moving. Someone did mention a sports championship. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating, but definitely worth the wait.
Look who you're talking to.
That's right. And then
some people die waiting, man.
Yeah, well, right. Tick, tick, tick.
Some people did die waiting. Yeah.
Shout out to the Astros giving us some victories of late. All right. And somebody said, waiting on the occasion you can wear that new outfit. Oh, yeah. I know how you were raised.
Waiting on the first day of school.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm still
the outfit on the bed.
I haven't gotten over that. I still, if I get new clothes, I have to wait for a major out. Okay. Like I have not gotten to a place where I could just wear that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I get like that with sneakers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I still got some sneakers I never broke up.
They're still in the box. Just like, yeah, but it's not an occasion. I got to wait till an occasion.
What
all right.
What are you waiting for, man?
The occasion right now is around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Tired of the hassle of selling your tickets? Say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today, and they'll handle the rest. That's Quick Assist, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin with potentially international Texans.
Oh, yeah, man. I love this.
Yesterday, from a Brazilian publication, which I believe it reads as Lance, but I'm pretty sure it's Lance. Look, Brazilian is basically like drunk Spanish, or Portuguese, I guess is what I should say. Portuguese is basically like drunk Spanish.
Yeah.
So like, if you know a little bit of Spanish, you can pick some things out, but you'll still be confused as hell. Mm-hmm. And in my cursory learning of Spanish, I know that that Lance, or basically that root is to throw, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I guess, a Brazilian football magazine of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem to track. However, they are reporting that the Chargers are a team that will play in Sao Paulo in September. So likely to be that same as that Eagles Packers game that was played in Sao Paulo, same place. This past season, week one, where, you know, the travel gets a little bit easier to deal with, that type of thing. However, with the Chargers being out there, it feels like that then opens up the possibility of the Texans being there, because it'll be a Chargers home game that they take over there. And so who are the teams that the Chargers are playing on the road? And you go through those and you parse through
those.
At home, rather, right? I guess the teams that would be playing on the road versus the Chargers is the way that I would say that. They'll play the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, obviously in division. Then you have the Eagles, Commanders, Steelers, Vikings, and Texans. It's highly unlikely that the NFL takes Philly,
because
they played last year. But then also, it's highly unlikely that they take a divisional game and move it out of the country, because I mean, the NFL is still trying to make this money with it. And so, with that being the case, it feels like the most likely teams are the Texans, Commanders, and Vikings. So there you go. Like, we talked about it, the possibility of, like, with the Colts, I believe, hosting in Berlin, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. That would be it. But again, taking
division
a
game.
Division game over there, you go, maybe. This one feels like, oh, now you're in the possibility of the Texans maybe being on the road in Brazil, Sao Paulo.
And yeah, watch them colors.
That's right.
Well, yeah, no green in any of these, so you don't have to worry about anybody
rocking their red and blue.
Yeah. I don't know what the Portuguese equivalent is of where you from, where your grandma stay. Like, I don't know if there's an equivalent of that. However, I imagine Texans fans would not have to worry.
Yeah, no, but it just makes way
don't
too
throw out them H's.
What does that mean? Because we, you know, I'm convinced they're going to play somewhere overseas. It's just time for the Texans. We thought they were last year. They probably were last year, as we've mentioned. But then the Hall of Fame game came up. So it just makes sense on that front. It also makes sense, like, if it's the season opener, how about a playoff rematch? Chargers and Texans.
I can see that.
You know?
I can see that.
So just the way they sell it, et cetera, it makes a lot of sense.
Y'all Texans, trying to go?
Texans, whew. 9 hours each way.
Hey, that's but such when, an ungrateful hey, response.
But when you get there, it's going to be fun, right?
It's going to be a
just
blast.
Just like the question of the day, yeah, right?
It's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it worth the 9 hour flight?
Yeah, I'm not certain. I am not certain.
Just don't stand up when the plane lands.
Yeah. That's right. If everybody promises to not stand up, I'll go.
Brazilian people and South American people, I've flown on several flights with them. They're the ones that applaud when the plane lands.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what you hear about.
Oh, goodness. I mean, it is magnificent that we are taking people in this steel contraption and soaring through the air. I don't want to lose my whimsy about that.
Yeah.
Like, do you realize that we just went many, many miles in a short amount of time through the air like birds? This, I feel like,
in steel.
We could let people clap, right? Yeah. We could let people applaud.
No, it's cute. It's just like they all applaud.
This is a mini miracle that we make happen consistently.
Yeah.
That sometimes we get upset if we have to wait a few extra minutes in order to make it happen. Now, I'll be honest. I do get upset if we have to wait a few extra hours to make it happen, as myself and Figgy saw not too long ago. But yes, flight. Magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flight delays.
Oof. They can be rough. But yeah, this will be the second game for the Chargers in Latin America. They played the Chiefs in Mexico in 2019. And they have a pretty strong record of playing in various places overseas, dating back all the way to 1976. But yeah, it'll be... I feel like you're in on the international Texans.
Well, it's not so much in, is it just... I think they are. I mean, they just are.
And 713 makes a good point. Vikings played in London last year, so it's possible that maybe they get an international game by to where it's really down to just mm-hmm. the Commanders and the Texans. So we'll see how that ultimately pans out. Another thing around the NFL, it seems like Nick Caley, who is one of the people that has been interviewed, at least reportedly, because the Texans apparently are real G's and then move in silence like lasagna, right? because we are hearing about these things after they happen in some cases. But yeah, Nick Caley, who has interviewed for the Texas job, apparently has pulled himself out of the running for the Jets job. I think the reporting happened just earlier today, maybe not more than 2 hours ago, mm-hmm. that Nick Caley has pulled himself out of the running for the Jets position. Which, how do you read that? Do you read that as maybe, you know, possibly wanting to stay in his position in L.A.? Or maybe that he just is like, nah, I don't want to coach in New York?
I think there's a couple of possibilities here.
Okay.
The first one is what you said. Maybe, you know, he pulled himself out of the job. Like, it's not like the Jets moved on. He pulled himself out of the job. And so maybe it's that. I think also maybe, you know, he had a word with Mike LaFleur. Who got fired by the Jets. And LaFleur said, yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want the problem?
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a new regime. Like, yeah, you got Aaron Glenn in there.
No, I get it.
And then, you know, Woody Johnson has promised to keep his hands behind his back. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, maybe it's a new day.
Has he?
Out there in the Meadowlands.
Has he?
I mean, supposedly.
Yeah.
Possibly. But yeah, so one of the candidates, one of the many candidates for the Texas OC job, at least he has turned down the Jets job. So if anything, at the very least, that puts him in a place where now
he's still available.
Still, one, still available. And two, there's fewer people that you're competing against. Mm-hmm. If that is indeed the way that the Texans lean on that coordinator search, we'll talk more about that as this program goes along. Some other things around the NFL and talking about filling position. Liam Cohen, Mr. Duvall. What is that? What movie is it that's basically like that? I think Parker yesterday was
talking about... Oh, he's talking about Toy Story.
Well, he's talking about Toy Story. There's another movie. What is it like? Is it Jack and I'm Back? Is
Yes, Jack Nicholson. I'm back.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I think Parker said that he sounded like the little toy aliens from Toy Story. The Claw. That's. I feel like that's how the Duvall went.
The However, Shining.
Shining, thank you very much. This is a movie show, I guess. But, you know, Liam Cohen, now the head coach in Jacksonville.
Duvall.
It does kind of sound like it. It does kind of sound like that. But, yes, that man himself, the head coach of the Jags now, looking to get assistance. And how does hiring happen in the NFL often? It's kind of who you know. Except that gets tough when you burned a bridge.
When you're bitter.
Yeah, you burned a bridge with obviously the ways that it happened where he decided that he was not going to be he was going to take himself out of the running for the Jags job, and then he was going to sign an extension to be the coordinator in Tampa. And then he went AWOL. Mm-hmm. He went MIA for a period of time and then ultimately popped up in Jacksonville with the job. Seems like Tampa Bay is not taking that too kindly because there have been multiple assistants that Liam Cohen has tried to hire away from the Buccaneers, you know, obviously where he was and the people that he's worked with. And the Bucs have blocked them. Specifically, the Bucs blocked requests for offensive line coach Kevin Carberry and assistant offensive line coach Brian Pacucci for roles on Cohen's staff. And then, those are the main ones. But, yeah, the Bucs were like, no. No. We're blocking all the ones that are blockable.
The hell you are.
Go find somewhere else. Right? Exactly. Like, no, those dudes are getting extensions unlike you.
I don't mind it.
You're with it? You like the petty?
Well, yeah, I kind of like the bitter and the petty.
I also respect it to some degree with, like, hey, we thought we were going to have something here. You take off, and now you want to, like, now we're having to find a new offensive coordinator already.
Because of that.
But you want to take away some of the, you know, make more turnover on our staff? No. Like, just I don't even know that you have to be petty. You might just look up and be like, we like what we have here, and we would like that for it to not be turned over.
It's a little petty.
For lateral move.
I think it's a little petty, but and I don't mind it. That's how it works, man. He burned him. You know, when it comes right down to it, he burned him.
See? I knew we were wrong. 832. Y'all butchered that. Jack Nicholson says, "Here's Johnny."
Oh, here's Johnny.
So what's on? Is that like Poltergeist or something?
It's something. There is an "I'm back" and there is "Here's Johnny." Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Shining, here's Johnny.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. it's a whole different thing now. Yeah. I'm trying to stay focused on around the NFL, and so I will do that. Continuing on, I did mention there is a person in the Miami Heat organization who has a vested interest in this Super Bowl and how it goes. And I know that you're asking, first of all, why are we talking about betting? Not what we're talking about. And second of all, why the hell are we talking about the Miami Heat in this instance?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Are you familiar with Pat Riley?
Very much so.
He is a coaching legend. He is the executive that really has things going there in Miami for the Heat. He has like his hands all over everything. He is trusted to really run that organization. But you remember, he was a highly regarded coach in the NBA, particularly with the Lakers, right? And the probably most notable early version of the three-peat in the NBA. Well, apparently, I think he heard one of the players refer to it as a three-peat. And so Riley, with a company that is called Riles & Company Incorporated, he has trademarks for three-peat in various different iterations. And so, like, when the Bulls three-peated in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to, because he has that trademark on it, he was able to cash in some money off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, if three-peats happen, Pat Riley stands to make money. So in this game, you have to imagine that Pat Riley is rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to win so that they go through merchandise and all sorts of things, and he gets a little money off of another instance of the three-peat.
If they win it, or if they just produce any merch, you know, that has three-peat on it.
Well, I mean, I feel like you have to win it in order to do that, right?
There might be some now. You know, Chiefs on the road to a three, whatever, you know. He makes it. I think the Yankees paid him some money as well.
Ah, yes, I did not consider that one as well.
And so, you know what? Tip of the cap. How much does it cost to get a copyright like that? And he's just banking.
And it's something simple, too.
Yes.
And he has like, I believe, five versions of it. He has three-peat all as one word. Or actually, no, I think it's a couple of them. Three-peat all as one word, three-peat separated, three-peat with hyphenated, and three with the numeral three-peat. So he has been very
every
litigious.
Single way.
He's been litigious about this.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to get all this money. And there we go. There's many people trying to get
somebody, if they don't want to pay us, somebody had to put three P-E-T-E.
Or yeah.
Three P.
Yeah, how do we get around this? How do we evade this so that Pat Riley does not take some of our money? But yes, Pat Riley mm-hmm. stands to gain here from this championship. And I guess salute to that man. Another odd thing that happens in the NFL and the NBA and sports in general. Somebody said, isn't there back from Poltergeist, which it seems like somebody said, their here is from Poltergeist, the original, and then Poltergeist 2 is their back.
Oh, okay.
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 All right. Thank you for helping
us. But
we
were thinking of The Shining. Here's Johnny.
No, I was thinking they're here.
You?
I was thinking they're here, but it's just the lilting way that that Liam Cohen says, mm-hmm. Or said Duvall in that one instance. And what really...
Duvall!
Yes. And what I've realized is that the way that it sounds is weird, but it's also so much weirder when you look at the way that he, like his face, like
his eyebrows.
His eyes get really big.
Yeah. He looks really goofy, man.
He lands,
it looks like a spoof. Looking dude.
Yeah, it does.
He's very goofy looking dude.
Duvall. Yeah.
And then he lands it
and
with this weird smirk.
He turns his head.
That's why I thought it was fake.
One eyebrow goes up and then the other eyebrow.
Very
and
odd.
He's turning his
like,
head.
Like, bro, you should not be an NFL coach.
Just a goofball.
It's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's one of the things that's happening. And fortunately for Liam Cohen himself, he will be. He'll have to stretch outside of his normal boundaries for coaches because the Buccaneers are not letting him have these things. Mm-hmm. You said you're embarrassed for the NFL.
Come on, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
What do you mean?
This Pro Bowl
Oh,
game.
You enjoyed the festivities.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I did say I was going to give you guys an update.
What? Look.
Actually, Figgy, I would like you to play. These are the highlights that are worth listening to from the Pro Bowl. You ready? Dear listener, here you go. That was it. From the not the Pro Bowl games in general, because we still have the things that are going to happen on Saturday. But the things that happened yesterday, I got to admit, I know a lot of people were bagging on him. You were right to do so. Nico Collins, like, he was very early on in that, like, the trivia thing that led into how much time.
Dude, what are we doing?
It was very weird.
Did you see Justin Jefferson?
Yes, with the big Mickey Mouse hands.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley had the giant hands. He looked like Luda in the, was that the Move? Like, was that the Move video where he had the big hands?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
I was, like, legitimately secondhand.
I'm like, what is
embarrassment.
Going? Yeah.
Just total embarrassment.
I was just looking at Justin Jefferson dropping every ball before the big hands.
Yeah.
He caught one. Then he had to put on the big hands. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
And then they're doing a trivia contest and dodgeball.
Well, the dodgeball, I feel like dodgeball is one of the few things where, all right, now we're just like, we're competing in something that feels sporty. And now we're getting into that place. And also, that gives me an opportunity to salute Joe Mixon. Apparently, he got a little bit of a cannon.
Yeah, he does have a cannon.
Mm. I think he caught Brian Branch in the no-no area, though.
It doesn't help. It was an embarrassment. Like, just stop. Just stop. Nobody wants to be there. It's not in Hawaii. It's silly. Like, I was legitimately, I watched about 18 seconds and said, nope. And then I just checked in.
Do you feel like they should go back to the old way of Pro Bowl?
Well, they should, but they won't.
Because they ain't going to get rid of all of this stuff. But do you feel like they should just go back to a regular Sunday or whatever, whatever day they used to have the Pro Bowl on, just play a game and that's it?
They should, but they won't. I mean, we're not in that world anymore. You know, too many injuries and worries. And
they should at least take the trip to Hawaii.
They should go to Hawaii. Yeah, that's for sure.
I do like that somebody yesterday was like, oh, so we have NFL Pro Bowlers doing the Nickelodeon Guts. And I was like, actually, would it be better if they just did Nickelodeon
just,
Guts?
Yeah, they should get that sponsor. Yeah.
Like, just actually do. I want to see dudes climbing the aggro crag. Actually, let's just widen this out. Like, just do all of those, like, Nickelodeon games and stuff. Like, have them do Legends of the Hidden Temple. Like, just do all of it. I would like to see all those things. But yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's dive into the story. It broke during our show yesterday, but we weren't able to get into all of the many details. Justin Tucker's been accused of some real inappropriate behavior during massages. And let's break this down next.